Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk Cricket Season 1. It's that time of the year, IPL is here. India's summer festival begins today. Let's look at today's match. It's the champions versus the challengers. It's Mumbai Indians versus Royal Challengers Bangalore. Why are Mumbai Indians a champion side? Well, they are 5-time winners of IPL. They have a finest captain in Rohit Sharma. One of his best qualities, he never gives up. Under his captaincy, MI have won matches which they were losing at one point in time during the game. He has a fabulous side. When you look at that side, there are 7 to 8 players who are match winners. They can individually win you games. What a strong batting lineup. Rohit Sharma, followed up by Chris Lynn or Quinton de Kock when he is available. Rohit Sharma can be the anchor as well as he can play the striker's role. He can be the aggressor. Chris Lynn can just dominate the innings at the inception. Then you have Surya Kumar Yadav. He can be the anchor once Rohit Sharma departs. And if there is Surya Kumar Yadav and Rohit Sharma batting, then either of them can go berserk. If you get a good opening start, which Mumbai Indians more often than not get, well, then it's a solid middle order who can just explode in the middle and during the end of the innings. Ishan Kishan, Hardik Pandya, Krunal Pandya and Pollard. If they all score around 180 plus strike rate from Kishan to Pollard, well then more often than not Mumbai Indians are scoring 170 plus. They are going to play at Chennai, Bangalore, Kolkata and Delhi. There are high scoring venues, but in Chennai, you know, we have seen 160, 170 would be a good score to defend. When I look at their bowling lineup, they have the finest two T20 bowlers in Jasprit Bumrah and Trent Bolt. Well, the name says it all, Jasprit Bumrah. He's a fantastic bowler, the master of dead bowling. His yorkers will be tough to negotiate, as well as his slower deliveries. He can bowl at the beginning as well as at the end of the innings. Jasprit Bumrah can also be effective at the middle overs. If the opponents are going at a brisk rate and they are dominating the innings, then he can come in and pick up crucial wickets in the mid overs. Along with him is Trent Bolt. If it's humid conditions at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium and if it swings a bit, then Trent Bolt at his pace can pick up wickets at the beginning of the innings. This will help Mumbai Indians immensely. Then you have Hardik Pandya. He is a bowler. When you look at his international performances, whenever the captain has given him the ball, he picks up wickets. He contains at one end and helps other bowlers. At the same time, he picks up wickets. He is one of the X-factor players for Mumbai Indians. And along with him, Krunal Pandya. Mumbai Indians are playing at Chennai, at Delhi, at Bangalore and at Kolkata. Pitch turns at Chennai and Bangalore and at Delhi, then I think Krunal Pandya is going to play a very important role. He will be that bowler in the mid overs who is going to pick up wickets for Mumbai Indians. Well, the leg spinners then, who is going to play? Piyush Chawla or Rahul Chahar? I think Rahul Chahar will get a nod. He will also play a key role along with Krunal Pandya in picking up wickets. Rahul Chahar would be looked upon by the opponents. They might go after him. So he has a pretty good chance of picking up wickets along the way. So it's a very strong bowling unit that you're looking at. Overall, Mumbai Indian side is a team to beat. It's a side for all conditions and can fare well against all oppositions. Mumbai Indians, they can bat first and defend. At the same time, they can chase. They're a complete side. Will they win the IPL title 3 times in a row? Well, only time will tell. Let's look at Royal Challengers Bangalore. Royal Challengers Bangalore, they have always been a good batting side. Their bowling has not been that great. But this time around, they have an experienced bowling lineup. I'll say why experienced, because most of them have done well for India in their international matches and its home conditions. So they should perform well. Let's look at the key players. Virat Kohli.
And the name says it all, doesn't it?
He's a legend. He's a master of run chases. He will be the anchor. And just like Rohit Sharma, he builds an innings very well. If he can strike around 160 plus strike rate, and then the likes of AB de Villiers, Maxwell, they can all hell in RCB reaching or chasing 170 plus easily. Maxwell, that's a big pick by RCB. He hasn't lived up to the expectations so far, but he can deliver. If he delivers for RCB, and it's going to be a tough side to beat. Washington Sundar.
Well, just like Hardik Pandya, Washington Sundar for RCB is an X-factor player.
He can bowl in the power play overs. He is a perfect all-rounder. He bats well. He can be a slogger at the same time. He can bat well when the team is in trouble. He is a player to watch out for. And look at their bowling lineup. Chahal will play a very important role. The pitch turns, Chahal can just run through the opposition. There are matches at Chennai and Ahmedabad, and he can be a match winner there. Now look at their fast bowling, Saini and Siraj. Siraj has a knack of picking up wickets, and if he replicates his international form for RCB, then it's a side which is complete in all aspects. Last but not the least, it's AB de Villiers. All fans would love to see AB de Villiers on fire. Then it's going to be an entertaining RCB side. It's a fantastic lineup. It's Virat Kohli, Devdutt Padikkal, AB de Villiers, Glenn Maxwell, Washington Sundar, Dan Christian, Kyle Jamieson. Then you have Harshal Patel or Azharuddin. Then Chahal, Saini and Siraj. It would be interesting to see what the captains decide after winning the toss. Will they bat first or prefer chasing?
M.A. Chidambaram Stadium has been a fortress for CSK. More often than not, Dhoni and his boys have defended after batting first.
So any team winning the toss should be looking to bat first. 160 to 170 should be a par score. When you look at that RCB side, it won't be easy for them to chase it out because Mumbai Indians are a very strong bowling unit. At the same time, it's not going to be easy for the Mumbai Indians either if they are going to chase. If the pitch turns, Chahal can be a handful to the Mumbai Indians team. It's a mouth-watering contest in prospect. Let's celebrate this fantastic festival. Till next time, stay tuned and keep listening to Let's Talk Cricket.